Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. An Eastern Iowa steel mill has suspended operations after an explosion hurt three employees and a contractor. KWQC-TV reports that Gerdau Ameristeel says it's temporarily suspended operations at its plant in Wilton, Iowa, following the explosion late last night. The company says the four injured people were taken to hospitals and that two employees have since been released. The company did not give details about the explosion or what caused it. Local educators and business leaders are worried about the future of training for specialized trades in the Quad Cities. Today, about 20 stakeholders met with U.S. Representative Sherry Bustos from East Moline during a panel discussion about the future of apprenticeship programs. Barry Van Blaricombe started in the construction business as an apprentice and now works for the Davenport Electric Contract Company.
In one community I work with, the large community here, they have eliminated their shop classes. They've eliminated the spaces. They've shut the welding rooms down. And their excuse is they can't get kids that are interested. Well, why is that? They're either, their parents have told them that's not what you want to do, or they're getting the stigma that it's not worth it.
School superintendents and union leaders also participated, saying they're concerned about an aging population and a lack of young workers in the Quad Cities. One union leader lobbied for a House bill that would give tax breaks to people who are saving money for an apprenticeship. Today was an unconventional work day for many Quad Cityans who traded their button-downs and keyboards for volunteer shirts and gardening gloves as part of United Way's Day of Caring. The 16th annual service day brought together about 1,600 volunteers to work on 90 different projects throughout the community. Mike Smith oversees volunteers at his organization, Hand in Hand, a nonprofit that provides services to disabled children and adults.
Certainly we get some projects done, we get some extra care for our children, but all the volunteers walk away knowing a little bit about what we do, and they also see the abilities of our children, not only the disability, so that's a big win for everybody.
About 12 volunteers worked on the playground and helped care for children at Hand in Hand in Bettendorf. Other sites included Cafe on Vine in Davenport, Community Action of Eastern Iowa, and the YWCA of the Quad Cities in Rock Island. Volunteers consisted of teams from nearly 50 companies. United Way's Day of Caring is sponsored by John Deere and Arconic. Unemployment continued to fall in the Quad Cities in August, falling from 5.3% last year to 4.5% last month. Tom Austin from the Illinois Department of Employment Security says overall, the Quad Cities added about 400 jobs in August in construction, professional and business services, and in education and health.
Education and health services is mostly made up of hospitals and clinics with a component of education in there. Most of your education employment would fall under government when we look at our local schools, and that also saw an increase when we looked over the year.
But this area also lost jobs in two major categories, manufacturing and retail. The August unemployment rate of 4.5% translates into about 8,400 people officially considered unemployed, that is, out of work and looking for jobs. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.